prayer and end of war. Mahabharata, somewhere in the story anyway. Pandu, King Pandu with his two wives, Kunti and Madri, are on a vacation to relax for a while. And there they meet some sage in his home. I don't know which that sage is. And he says, life is like a river. Let's take it from the beginning. And when life is its own definition, it is water as well as thirst. Life is a river which flows between the banks of truth and untruth. Both exist in the river of life. The truthful person is one who extracts truth from the river and does not let untruth even touch him. Like a swan differentiating between milk and water. And then Pandu asks, does life only mean exacting truth or extracting? By means of knowledge, of experience and struggle. What can we do with that truth? Throw it back into the river? One need not spell it out to the disciples of the great Bhishma. The Indian tradition is inherent on you, my king. You need not be told that once you have distilled truth, you need not throw it away. When you have realized truth, the knowledgeable person knows that he is in debt. He has to fulfill three debts before he dies. God's debt, sage's debt, ancestral debt. A person should fulfill these debts before death. In case he does not, life will be insulted. What if he is not fated to do so? Deeds should be stronger than fate, my king. If it were not so, a man's fate would never change. If fate has to be changed to clear these three debts, then he should try to do it. For these are no ordinary debts. The sage's debt is that of Lord Shiva. The God's debt of Lord Vishnu. The ancestral debt is that of Lord Brahma. How can a man betray these three gods? So they go on. But what I thought was interesting was that truth, river of truth and false, whatever. I mean, some think it's, you know, the truth in terms of some philosophical doctrine or something, but he's talking about, the way I understand it, reality and illusion. Because we come to this world and our problem here in this world, what we need help with is to see, learn to see the difference between reality and illusion. Truth and non-truth.